כל רמה, 102.3 FM.
I'm very happy on Radio Korama to have here with us in the studio Elizabeth Chipkin, director of our Brera program here at Machane Rama. Elizabeth, welcome to Korama.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, last year we spoke with Rabbi Resnick towards the end of camp and went through some of the things over the years that he was particularly, he thought was particularly important changes. And the thing that came to his mind right on top was the institution of our Brera program here a number of years back. And I've been here 16 years, so I'm going to guess Brera was here 9 years. Do you know when it started here or so?
I'm not entirely sure. I actually think it was started around 10 to 15 years ago, but I'm not entirely sure.
And it absolutely sounds right. Tell us, for those listening at home or here, what is our Brera program? What is the program?
Our Brera program is a program here in camp that helps kids with various needs who might need some support throughout camp. These kids could have various disabilities, special needs, or some kids maybe just have trouble being in camp and being in a camp environment. And I and a bunch of other staff around camp provide them with support as needed.
The program, so I know there is a beautiful building at Brera. But kids don't stay there. You don't have separate bunks there or anything. So kids who are involved in your program, they're in the regular Trifium, is that correct?
Yeah, the Brera program is an inclusive program where kids spend the day and the night with their age group and their ADA, doing things with all of their friends and doing all their activities with their friends in their peer group.
So tell us a little bit about you. What's your background? How did you end up here at Ramah? How did you end up directing our wonderful Brera program?
Well, this is my 10th summer as a staff member in the Ramah community. I've worked at a couple different Ramah camps, including Ramah Palmer, actually, and Ramah Seminar. And I've been a part of the Ramah Tikva community, basically, since I've been a staff member. And I was also a camper for many years at Camp Ramah. So I feel like this is definitely my summer home. During the rest of the school year, I'm a teacher down in D.C. I work in a public school outside of D.C.
What do you teach?
I teach special ed in a high school.
So you were on staff. You said at Palmer. At Palmer, that's a tough thing to admit coming up to Palmer Day. But we're going to let that slide.
I try to wear my neutral USA shirt.
Well, that's good, probably good common sense. So you mentioned the TIKVA program. What is that?
So the TIKVA program is Ramah, across all the Ramah camps, is Ramah's way of having a program that serves various different campers with special needs. And I like to call the TIKVA program an umbrella. So there are a lot of different programs underneath the TIKVA umbrella. Brera, which is an inclusive model, is under the TIKVA umbrella. And actually, one of the people who I talk to throughout the year and who has been helping us here at Camp Ramah in the Berkshires is the TIKVA director for National Ramah, Howard Bless, who is a great resource, and I worked with also at Palmer. I really helped grow that TIKVA program, and is something we're talking about, whether or not we can be a more inclusive community here at Berkshires.
So the Brera program is our version of TIKVA. Is that what you're saying?
It's a program under the TIKVA umbrella.
But we have a way to go to be more inclusive.
I would love to see us including even more campers with various different needs. I think that Camp Ramah in the Berkshires is an amazing home, an amazing community, and I would love for more campers and more people to be able to spend their time here and to really enjoy the magic of Ramah.
How many campers this summer are involved with our Brera program?
We serve about 20 campers throughout the summer.
And so it's really more than 20 because some of the kids are only here for 1 month, or it's 20 throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. Come in.
And the ages, they range?
From Kochavim up to Gesher.
I always felt over the years, I've been around here a while, I'm sure that I know that the TICFA program is so important for the campers involved and the families, but really it brings a lot to the rest of the camp, in my opinion, how the entire community interacts with each other and with different kinds of people. Do you feel it's a two-way street? Am I right on that?
Absolutely. I think that whenever people interact with people who are a little bit different, there's something that permeates the community that really is beautiful to watch. And as people walk around camp and sort of see other people, it becomes less about how they're different and just meeting people who they are and where they are. One of the things that I talked about with the staff during Shavuot Hachana, during staff week, was that we did a little bit of learning about how we can include various people with disabilities on a Jewish level halakhically. And we talked about how the rabbis talk a little bit less about inclusivity in terms of being in the same physical space, and more about that we become accustomed to people who are different to the point that they are no longer distractions, and they're no longer about that person who maybe has a weird hand, or that person who looks different, or that person who behaves different. It's just Shira or Karen or Mike or John, and it's about who that person is and embracing everyone for who they are.
So for someone who might be listening who might have in mind someone who might be a candidate for this type of program, can you describe it? What really happens? What resources do you really give the camper? I mean, if they're in the regulatory frame doing stuff in the bunks, so what is our program actually supplying to that camper and to the bunk in terms of support?
So right now we provide staff support, but part of my job during the rest of the year is to meet with families who say, you know, I have a camper who would love to experience Ramah. They may have some challenges. I meet with the family. I talk with various people in that camper's life, and people who might be supporting them. And then we, as a camp and the parent family, come up with what's the best level of support for that kid. It's a very individualized experience.
Some campers actually have a one-on-one counselor. Am I correct on that?
Yep, that's definitely some of the support we provide. We provide one counselor to camper ratio, but sometimes some campers don't need a full staff member, and so there might be a couple of campers who may receive support from one staff member.
And the staff members, you have madrichim, counselors here at camp who are specially trained at some point. What is that training like?
So I train the counselors who work with our Brea campers, since I'm the one with the master's degree in special ed. And during Shavuot Hachana, during staff week, we meet for a number of hours to talk about various different strategies you can use with different types of children and different types of kids with various disabilities, and also just talking about what some behavior management strategies might be, how to work with a camper who might be refusing to do something, or may be overwhelmed by the noise, or may have maybe very hot. What are some things we can offer that camper to, you know, help them get through those tough moments so they can continue with their day and enjoying the camp environment?
What are some of the greatest challenges you've had in this type of work? And I want to ask you, what are some of the greatest challenges, and what are some of the greatest successes you feel you had? Can you pinpoint a couple?
I think challenges are when you know that a camper or all the campers in the bunk can become a cohesive community, but there's something in the way, whether that's, you know, the schedule can be challenging, or there might be other campers who have challenges who are reacting in a challenging way to other campers. And so you're trying to sort of get the whole group over that hump. And sometimes there are times we're really successful, and there are times where it's a little harder to accept some of those differences. The successes that we have, I'm always really excited about when campers accept the person for who they are and say, this is still going to be my friend. So there was a camper earlier this summer who was having a tough time adjusting into the bunk. And, you know, we had a bunk conversation about what it means to sort of be different. And someone said, you know, I don't think she's trying. And I said, you know, she actually is trying really hard. He said, really? I said, yeah, she is. And a couple of days later, they came up to me. They said, we think she is the best. She is our friend, and we just think she's the best. And it was really a nice moment that they didn't realize that she was trying, because her version of trying hard was just different than what the other kids were seeing.
Just great. So this is the first time you've been here. You've done this type of work at camp. I know you do it at work in the schools in D.C. area.
So the BRARAP program here is very similar to the inclusion part of the TICFA umbrella at Ramah Palmer, which is a job I held for 4 years. So this is a very similar position to the one I held, and I think it's been a very successful summer, really getting into camp, getting to know people, figuring out who to talk to about what, figuring out where is Beit Han Shapiro, where is Beit Han Chadash. I've been learning all the places around camp.
Yeah, that's not easy. Even figuring out what time lunch is can be a challenge.
I figured out.
well, that's great, Elizabeth. So you mentioned that the TICFA program at Palmer has an inclusion aspect. So what's the second aspect that we don't have here? What is it that you're talking about?
So throughout the Ramah camps, there's a TICFA umbrella, and it serves a variety of different programs. So on one of the models is an inclusion model that includes kids in the typical bunks. Another is what we call a self-contained ADA. So an ADA full of kids who may be various different ages, but all have a level of disability that would make it more challenging for them to be included with their typical developing peers. And so they are included, they're in an ADA that has their own separate ADA schedule. After that, a lot of kids who maybe are 18, over 18 years old, or maybe over 20 years old, who have the capabilities, might move into what we call a Tochnit Ha'avoda, a vocational training program. And they work in around camp in various ways. And they also do some camp activities. So they might do Shira, Rikud, and then they also might work in the Hadarochel. They might work in the mailroom. They might work in the guest cottages, or if the camp has a hotel or things like that where guests come and stay. And then there is also a staff support person who might support staff members who have disabilities. So they are paid as part of a staff. They have a job around camp. They might be anywhere from ages 25 to 40. And they often love camp more than can fully be described. And they come back every summer to do various jobs around camp. And then also Ramah will do a family camp, which is often for parents of kids with disabilities, often much younger, who maybe are too young to come to camp at this point and are sort of getting a taste of camp, kind of like the TOM program. And so those programs all run at various different camps. Ramah Darom, for instance, has more of an inclusive model, but also has separate bunks and also has a family camp. Ramah Poconos has a self-contained program, has a vocational training program, and a family camp. Ramah California has a self-contained program. Ramah Canada has a self-contained program. So a lot of Ramah Wisconsin has a vocational training program. A lot of Ramah camps have various different programs under this TICFA umbrella.
Wow, so that's so wonderful to hear. You know, my own kids who are grown kids, and they all were through Ramah, and they went to various day schools in the New York area. It seems to me, as they were really younger, the day schools, it doesn't matter which one, in the New York metropolitan area, really didn't have much in the way of resources way back when. I mean, my kids are adults now. But then, as they went through school, and as time went on, and over the last 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, the day schools really have increased the resources for kids. Am I correct in my perception that there's been an increasing realization in the Jewish educational world on these issues?
The Jewish educational community and the day school model has definitely increased their services for kids with special needs, which is really exciting to see. But there are still a lot of kids who cannot participate in the Jewish day school world for various reasons. Maybe the severity of their disability or the services they might need might be too expensive for a day school to provide when a public school is providing it for a whole group. And Ramah has really become a place where kids can have a Jewish community in a more typical way, where maybe their siblings might go here, or cousins or other friends in their shul might come to Camp Ramah, and they too want to come to Camp Ramah. And I would really love for more kids to be able to come here and call this their home, especially if going to a day school isn't an option for them for various reasons. One of the great things about camp is that we're not working on reading or writing or math or science. And so building an inclusive community is about where we as a community want to take our people and say, you know, we're gonna create a community that is inclusive and kind and welcoming to all.
Elizabeth, if during the year, the Alpayim Hushvasri season, Kayetz, is coming to an end, Kol Ramah, our radio station, broadcasts through the year on kolramah.us. If someone listens to this podcast during the year and thinks they know someone or they have a child who might benefit from the Bray Rock program here at Camp Ramah, how can they reach out to get more information?
I'm a year-round employee who works part-time because I live in D.C., but I'm in New York a lot. On the Camp Ramah Berkshire's website, I am one of the profiles of the year-round staff, and my email is featured there, echipkin@ramahberkshires.org. You can totally send me an email or call me at the office, and I'm always happy to call you back or meet with families. Or if someone says, you know, I know the perfect person for Ramah, and maybe they don't even know that they're good for Ramah, absolutely feel free to shoot me an email.
You know, I've been here many years, and I bring the radio program up here to camp, and I teach some kids amateur radio, shortwave, and through the years, I've had a number of kids through the Bray Rock program, and it's really been eye-opening and such a wonderful program here at Ramah. One of the things that I'm so proud of being able to tell my friends that we have here at camp, it's just great, and I hope people reach out. Elizabeth Chipkin, Bray Rock Director here at Camp Ramah in the Berkshires, thank you so much for joining us here on Kol Ramah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kol Ramah, 102.3 FM.